Welcome to episode 181 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. This week, I'm bringing you the second of my shows relating to this year's Goodwood Festival of Speed. As I've said previously, these events are always comprised of long, hot, busy days for me, and here you join me in the car, heading back to base on the final day and taking stock of this year's event. So, welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 181. Just after 8:30 in the evening, it's a Sunday, and I am in the car on my way back from this year's Goodwood Festival of Speed. Now, as you know, every year I go to the Festival of Speed here in West Sussex in the UK, and every year I try to record some sort of podcast content for you. Now, this year, bear with me, I'm just trying to find my way round and out of here. This year, I have managed to make two recordings. One is this one, and the other one was actually whilst I was doing some nighttime photography in front of the central display in front of Goodwood House. Now, for those of you that don't know, Goodwood Festival Speed is a big event. It lasts 4 days, and it's all about performance cars, classic and historically significant racing cars, Formula One, motorbikes, production vehicles as well, everything from sort of the latest Porsches and Jaguars and Ferraris and all the sort of things that you'd expect. It is an amazing event. Now, this year I was rushing around. I'm always very busy, always rushing around, but even more so because I had more variety of brief to deal with. I had a brief from Goodwood, which was to do with sort of sponsors and branding and just event coverage, but with, you know, sort of their requirements in mind. The other briefs that I had were to do with my writing. Now, on the first day, so on the Friday, my first full day, I actually turned up on the Thursday to shoot some stuff in the evening. There's a fireworks display, which is really good. But on the Friday, I gave that whole day over purely to the Goodwood stuff. And actually, most of the weekend ended up being taken up with Goodwood, because what I was able to do was the other stuff that I needed to do, I kind of shot that as I went around. Some of the stuff, there was a bit of a crossover in terms of certain vehicles or subject matter, or if it's just general shots showing, you know, the public enjoying themselves, all that sort of thing. But I was under commission from a number of magazines in the US and in Canada. And in addition to that, there's also online publishing. There's some websites that my words and pictures are destined for. I may, depending on my commitments, I may be able to approach some other outlets in the coming weeks, but that was really not such a focus. But so as a result, it's been a very, very hectic long weekend. The setup that I used, just to get it on track, to talk about photography, the setup that I used was really, really simple. Two camera bodies, two lenses, and that was it. It's a very dusty event. this time of year, and it's held in the grounds of Goodwood House, and there's fields and sort of very dry grassy areas and all the rest of it. So it's always a good idea, if you can help it, to not have to change your lenses too often. Doesn't mean you shouldn't change them, but if you can maybe not change them too often, because the more you detach the lens, of course, there's more chance of dust and dirt, and of course, you know, there's all these cars rushing about and they kick up a lot of dirt and dust and into the air as well. So my setup was really simple. I had a Nikon D3 with an 80-200mm lens, used for sort of long lens grab shots from afar, compressing, sort of foreshortening the perspective. Works really well. It's really nice quality to the images that come out of that, because it's actually an old film camera lens back sort of at the very early days of digital, but I still really like it. I've tried the more recent models, and the last time I tried them I just couldn't get on with them so well. So that's a really good setup. The D3 is, as you know, it's very good at high ISO. It just works really, really well. The other camera was a Nikon also. It was a D800, and that had the 24-70 f2.8. Oh, and it's an f2.8 lens, that the 80-200 as well. That camera and that lens setup I used an awful lot, because when it comes to getting the sort of shots which put the viewer right in the picture, allow you to have a wider view of a scene, or shoot portraits, for example, it's kind of my day-to-day general purpose lens in that sense. Just really quite lightweight. Not much more to say about that. I had a mixture of memory cards. Some were compact flash and some were SD cards. I was shooting in RAW. I always shoot in RAW. And because I didn't need to supply any images straight away or anything like that, I didn't have to shoot JPEGs at the same time and all that sort of thing. I carried with me on my back a very small backpack. It was the Lowepro Photo Sports 200AW. Those of you that check out my test review pieces, that's the bright orange bag. It's really nice. And in that I had my laptop, some cables, what have you. Took some water because it's very hot, and long hot days. A few snacks to keep me going, because invariably I didn't really stop for lunch. I had other commitments where I had to be somewhere to do certain shots if there was a celebrity or an interview or something like that. So I had, like I said, I had my laptop, some cables, spare memory cards, had a flash in there, although I didn't use it once across the whole weekend. What else? Had my audio recorder, because there were a number of occasions where I wanted to talk to people so that I could get some quotes for my written pieces. Now, I didn't do structured interviews. It was just a case of saying, look, I'm doing this piece. You know, it's really interesting what you're saying about your car or your background or whatever. Would you mind if I just recorded this, just so that I've got an easy reference so I can take my notes and what have you? And that's why I did that. Of course, I used my recorder when I was shooting the nighttime stuff. Like I say, I have recorded a separate piece of audio for you. I had also plans to record the process as I was shooting the fireworks, but for one reason and another, I wasn't actually able to do that. There was some people sort of taking an interest and wanting to talk to me and all the rest of it, and the fireworks weren't too loud. That wasn't going to be the issue. But, you know, it's just one of those things I wasn't able to do. So apologies for that. So I won't go into any real detail about those shots. The only real difference with those in terms of the technical side of things were that I used a tripod to keep the camera steady, and I just used one camera. It was the Nikon D800, and I actually switched lenses as and when I needed to. I did actually use the D3 for the fireworks, I believe, just because I was pushing the ISO up fairly high, and the D3 is better at handling the higher ISO than the D800. So that's kind of a very brief overview of what I was doing. What can I tell you? It's all a bit of a blur. I was just saying to a colleague actually that I can't really remember even a third of the pictures that I've shot. I mean, I have shot hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pictures, probably more than I did in previous years. I don't know, or certainly, well, last year I it was different again. I had more editorial work to do, and the stuff for Goodwood was much more selective and what have you. So I don't know, maybe excuse me, yawning, I really am quite tired. I don't know, it's sometimes you just shoot a lot more. Of course, the rule of thumb, what usually happens is no matter what quantity of imagery I shoot, invariably it's something like this: I will discard in the editing process. When I select the pictures I want, I'll get rid of between 1 2/3, because you do take duplicate shots. You do, like for example, today I did a group shot where there were, I know, 6 people, so I had to make sure that everyone's eyes were open. And the way to do that is to shoot several frames, just to make sure that you have one shot where everyone has their eyes open. When I shot pictures of cars on track, I did a little bit of that, because there was a certain car that I needed photographs of whilst I was there. I shot some others as well. I don't go crazy. Some guys, I was stood there and, you know, their camera was going off like a machine gun. And there's not a lot of difference between the frames, frankly. But I tend to shoot it. I just get my timing. And I find that I usually shoot a burst of maybe 3 frames, possibly 4 at the most. But usually it's about 2, because, for example, where I was shooting, looking down the start straight, where the cars come up the track, and the track is actually the drive, as it were, of Goodwood House, and it's made into the what's known as the Goodwood Hill Climb. So doing those shots, I position myself so that I'm looking directly opposite, or straight down the start straight, but off to one side slightly, because there's a corner there, the first right-hander. So you get visually you get sort of like the dynamic, the motion of the car turning in to the corner. And of course the cars are a little bit slower because they're coming towards you, but with a bit of motion. So what you do is you choose a shutter speed and aperture combination that allows the car to be absolutely sharp, but show ever so slight, just enough movement in the wheels to show and give the impression that it's moving. So usually for those shots on the corner there, I usually end up doing a couple of frames and I'm happy. for each particular car. And it just means that I don't have stacks and stacks of those images to edit through when I'm back in my office. What I sometimes do is, if I know for a fact that I've taken a frame or two, and I just, you just almost immediately know, or when you look, you just think, nah, that's not right. The focus is ever so slightly off, or the composition, or, you know, if something happens quickly and the car sort of ends up going sort of partially out of frame, or actually if it's the very, say, last frame in a longer sequence, like, say, it is sort of three or four frames, you know, you just discard those because they're no good, really. You could keep them, you could use them and crop them creatively, I suppose. But, you know, at the end of the day, what I'm trying to do is give myself as little post-production work as possible, like, in terms of just going through all of the pictures. So that's basically it. Like I say, a bit of a whistle-stop tour. The process now is just the editing and supply. Oh, I do apologise for yawning. I try not to, but it's been, to give you an idea, I've been awake at probably about 6:30 each morning, and finishing around about, actually putting my cameras down about 8:30, so in the evening. So it's been a long old time of that. So yeah, I've got the imaging, the editing. I've then got to supply pictures to Goodwood, and because of various commitments I have, I'm going to give them an initial selection with the rest to follow. I then have to write the copy for my articles, and so once I've done that, that takes a few days because I need to draft it and be happy, and I need to check details, and there's one chap who I need to quote, and he would like to have a look at that before I send it off, which is fair enough. So, you know, it's just, you know, people often think, oh, you know, that must be really quite tough for you, you know, 4 days non-stop. Well, yes, it is, but it doesn't stop there. It can take over a week and a half to get everything done. With the written articles, there's not, obviously, I can't leave it too long because it, if it's monthly periodicals, then you know, it'll just go in there, presumably in their next issue or two. Stuff that's going on the web tends to be more immediate, so I can't hang around too much because it's slightly time sensitive. So yeah, that's pretty much it. One thing I really, really liked this year was, apart from the variety in the different briefs that I was working towards, was the fact that I just had some really, really nice conversations with people, and not just about photography, but about cars, obviously, and about, excuse me, there's a couple of kids just drove out, cycled out in front of me. Yeah, so what was I saying? Yeah, I had some really nice conversations with people. Everyone's always in a really good mood. And it was, you know, I've networked a little bit. I've given cards out. I've kind of, people that I've been talking to, I said, well, look, would you like me to send you a copy of the picture? I don't necessarily stand to gain anything from that. There are various people that I've said I would do that for, and they are just members of the public. But I guess you never know what their background is. You know, are they business men and women? Do they, you know, are they looking for photography in the future? Who knows? There were certain people that I was shooting for, and they were, you know, exhibitors, and we got talking about photography and the logistics of it and just business in general and all that sort of stuff. And we took one company in particular, we were talking about, you know, how it's important to just be friendly and upfront and all the usual good stuff, you know. So, you know, who knows? There's this sort of a warm lead sort of there. There's sort of potential there. So, you know, we shall wait and see. We shall wait and see. It's just been really nice to have those conversations and just... Oh, excuse me, just negotiating traffic. Oh. Right, bear with me. There we go, just at a junction. Yeah, it's just been really nice to have those conversations and come away with some really good content. And just parking up here. Bear with me. And that's it for another year. Who knows, you know, the next thing in terms of Goodwood, of course, is the revival, which is the tail, or towards the tail end of the year. That will come around very quickly. It always does. But, you know, there's a lot going to be going on between now and then. but there we go. So I apologise if I've been a little bit, not distracted, but a little bit sort of waffly. It's been, I'm a little bit, sort of, it's been such a long sort of weekend of hot days. I'm a little bit, I think the sun's got to me a bit. Anyway, there we go. I'm all parked up back at base. So, I hope that's been of interest. And if you have any questions, as always, you can always ask me. I will be sharing some behind the scenes stuff as and when I could. I took some pictures and I'll be throwing those up on Instagram and all the usual things. So yeah, you can look forward to seeing what I've been up to when I share it in the coming days and weeks and what have you. So that's Goodwood Festival Speed over and done with for another year, apart from all the editing. So for now, I will leave it there. Thankfully, all deadlines have now been met, and as you'd expect, I've already moved on to my next targets for the coming days and weeks. You can check out all the show notes to this and other weeks' shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or, of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.